The extermination of 12 Indian proxy terrorists in a gunfight with security forces confirms the notion that external meddling is the order of the day. Delhi's vendetta against Islamabad is now clearly evident, which led the former to even opt for an aggression that culminated in its capitulation on the military and diplomatic fronts. The mushrooming of sleeper cells in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa and Balochistan testifies that the outlawed TTP and BLA are sponsored and funded by India, and that they are out to bleed the nation at the behest of their masters. That is why the intelligence-based operations conducted by armed forces have made deep inroads in the bordering provinces, and been able to unmask the cruel face of covert operators. This two-front war against Pakistan is a threat to its existence, and needs to be taken note of by the world community. The terrorist attack on a convoy in North Waziristan, as well as the mopping operations in Lakhi Marwa, Banu and Turbat that our soldiers were driven to conduct are open and shut cases of Indian interference. It is relevant to note that terrorism has taken a spike since the change of regime in Afghanistan in 2021, and every effort has been made since then by Delhi to destabilize Pakistan by prompting disgruntled elements in the desolate province of Balochistan to gang up against the state of Pakistan. The arrest of Indian Naval Commander Kulbhushan Jadhav from Balochistan and his confession to arson and sabotage is a case in point. It is thus no surprise that Pakistan is ranked second in the Global Terrorism Index 2025, with the number of deaths in terrorist attacks rising by 45% over the past year to 1,081. This violation of Pakistan's sovereignty by India is condemnable and must undergo retribution. From coercion and intimidation to firing missiles into Pakistan, apart from suspension of water inflow, India has tried all tools of state-centric terrorism. This Game of Thrones is leading to escalation, and pushing the region to the brink of a catastrophe. Will someone stand up to remind India of interstate morals?